You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock, and this is the Boat Galley. I'd like to talk a bit more about making that climb up the learning curve a little bit easier for the new boat owners. The first year of cruising, or after a major change in cruising rounds or the length of your trips, nothing seems easy. Everything is a new experience. You feel like all you have are questions and no answers. Here's a few things that helped us. First is slowing down. Give yourself a little bit of breathing room. You don't want to be so stressed by trying to get things done or learning new things that you end up just hating the boat. You bought it to enjoy it. Next is to prioritize. Not every project has to be done immediately. Top priority, of course, goes to things necessary for safety or just to be able to use the boat. But lots of things are little frills. A few of these can just make the experience a lot happier. But you don't have to do them all to actually use the boat or enjoy it. Share the burden. Assuming that there's more than one of you aboard, share responsibilities and respect that the other person is, most likely, having to learn some new skills. Even if one of you is super mechanical or a professional chef, things work differently on a boat. And it's not fair for one person to be responsible for everything. Even if your partner knows more about just about everything than you do, start carving out some areas that'll be yours and begin learning. Next is to have some me time. For many couples, the sudden transition to being together 24/7 is tough, even if it's just for the weekend. A little time apart can work wonders, even if it's as simple as taking the trash to the dumpster. Do something for fun, too. Try to remember why you wanted to cruise, to explore new places, see wildlife, take photos, hike, snorkel, whatever. Unless there's a true emergency, try to do something just for fun every day. Cruising shouldn't be endless work and drudgery. Ask for help. If you're stumped or just not sure what to do, ask other cruisers for ideas. You might also listen to your favorite radio show or read the blog. Dave and I had a real problem with this when we began cruising. Part of the allure of cruising was being independent and solving our own problems. Just a month into cruising, we learned the fallacy of it. In a remote anchorage, we developed a fuel leak and couldn't figure out how it could be repaired without pulling the engine. After we'd spent a day and a half on the problem, another cruiser stopped by and had a solution that fixed it in less than an hour. We learned there's nothing wrong with asking for help. And in time, we were the ones passing on what we had learned. And above all else, indulge yourself a little bit. Whether it's a piece of chocolate, a long hot shower in a marina, a glass of wine, or whatever. Have a little room in the budget for things other than just boat parts and repair. When every bit of time, energy, and money is going into the boat, it's easy to start resenting it. And then take a break. Just get away from the boat for a bit, whether it's a few hours, a couple of days, or even weeks. It can help to come back with a fresh mindset. As I think back on it, it hits me that slow down encompasses most of the other items and is really the essence of cruising. So until next time, slow down and have fun.